The time is 2:04 p.m. We are here today, September 20, 2016, in the OPA Hearing Room, Suite 907 of the DNA Building in Hagatna, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 16-010 Xerox Corporation versus the Guam Department of Education. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Peter C. Perez and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Terlahi, Jarek Hernandez, and Michael McDermott. Will Appellant Xerox please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon. Elise Uriarte from Uriarte Camacho Calvo Law Group, LLC, for Xerox Corporation.
Thank you. Will Purchasing Agency GDOE please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Hello, everyone. James Stake for GDOE.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Before we address states, are there any issues the parties wish to raise at this time?
We've discussed the nature of the hearing. It will not be a hearing that requires witnesses. Xerox is simply requesting for oral argument.
Okay. And with respect to motions, do the parties anticipate the need to file motions?
No. Not on Xerox's behalf.
Okay. So you just need a hearing date?
That's correct, and I'm hoping it will take about 20 minutes on Xerox's side.
Okay. Can I ask a procedural question? Because would it be the same as like the Superior Court would be there? They would go first, and then I go, and then they would end?
Yes.
Okay.
So I think it would be helpful if the parties filed briefs that they're going to be relying upon in their oral arguments. In terms of timing, how about appellant by September 30th?
That's fine.
And then DOE by October 7th. Oral arguments on October 17th at 9 o'clock. Are there any other issues?
No.
Okay.
Just one clarification for me. Usually the when there's counsel at an agency, the counsel is working on behalf of the Attorney General. Is that the case in DOA, in your case?
Right. So I'm GDOE's legal counsel, but I was SAG designated for OPA protests. As an attorney, special assistant attorney general on behalf of the AG's office to represent GDOE as well. It's a little confusing, but
you're like designated counsel.
Exactly. So they don't have to give another attorney from the AG's office. But you need the designation in order to represent normally, I guess.
So because what's curious here is the opinion from the from Laura Mooney to to you folks. So
right.
What are you going to be defending that opinion? this is more from the layperson.
Right. Yes. I'll put forward supporting the AG's opinion.
So will Ms. Mooney be coming?
No.
Oh, no.
They will
okay.
not be coming.
Okay. So you will be arguing
right.
on behalf
just me. Right.
Of DOE and the AG.
Right.
Okay. I was just curious.
Right, no worries.
Are there any other matters?
No.
Okay, thank you.
We're off the record at 2:09 p.m.